أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا يا نوح قد جادلتنا فأكثرت جدالنا فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين قال إنما يأتيكم به الله إن شاء وما أنتم بمعجزين ولا ينفعكم نصحي إن أردت أن أنصح لكم إن كان الله يريد أن يغويكم وربكم وإليه ترجعون أم يقولون افترى قل إن افتريته فعلي إجرامي وأنا بريء مما تجرمون صدق الله العظيم. These are from verses 32 to 35 of Surah Hud. After discussing Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam's conversation with his people, his response, the people's response to Nuh alayhi salam was, "Qalu ya Nuh," they said, "O Nuh, qad jadaltana," certainly you have argued with us, you have disputed with us, "fa aktharta jidalana," and you have disputed in abundance. In other words, 950 years, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam's one single message, the message of La ilaha illallah, there is only one Allah, there is no one else you worship besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They would respond to Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam in the way they did, and Nuh alayhi salam would go on explaining to them about the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is one trait, this is one thing we'll find in the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, that continuity, that steadfastness, that threshold that Allah ta'ala had given them of persistence. They will go on and they will go on and they will go on. It is the people then that become frustrated, and it is the people then that will lose themselves, and hence the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam said, "Fa'atina bima ta'iduna in kunta minas sadiqin." Bring to us what you have promised us if you are truthful. The promise of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam was the simple promise. Bring iman and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant you Jannah. Refute, deny Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the azab of Allah ta'ala will come down. So now we have denied, so send this azab of Allah Ta'ala, send it to us. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam's response, قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهُ إِنْ شَاءَ. If Allah Ta'ala so wills, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will send His punishment to you. It is not in my hands. It is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. I am the messenger of Allah. I have brought you the message, but I cannot bring you that punishment. That is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. And you will never be able to tire Allah Ta'ala. You will never be able to overcome Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You will never be able to escape. These are the meanings of this word mu'ajizin, from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's punishment, when Allah Ta'ala's punishment comes. So don't be so eager for the punishment of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam turns to his people and he explains to them and he expresses to them, وَلَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ نُسْحِي إِنْ أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَنْصَحَ لَكُمْ إِنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُغْوِيَكُمْ. That my nasiha, my advice, my well-wishing you has not benefited you in any way. Even if I desired to have the best wishes for you, even if I was a well-wisher to you, all of that is not going to help you. It is not going to benefit you in the least bit. إِنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يُغْوِيَكُمْ. If Allah Ta'ala has decided, and if Allah Ta'ala decides that Allah Ta'ala leads you astray, Allah Ta'ala deviates you. You have closed your hearts to Allah Rabbul Izzat now, and you are not coming on the straight path. هُوَ رَبُّكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala is your Rabb. All you need to do, bring iman in Allah Ta'ala. Wa ilayhi turja'oon. And to Allah Ta'ala is your return. Bring iman in these two aspects, and everything else will be resolved. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ. Now here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that do they say that you have fabricated all of this? This could either be with regards to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. Allama Alusi rahimahumullah is of that opinion. Ibn Kathir rahimahumullah is of the opinion that Allah Ta'ala comes back to the original discussion of these verses. Why did Allah Ta'ala bring this incident of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam? Some few ayahs before this, فَلَعَلَّكَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَعَلَّكَ تَارِكٌ بَعْضَ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ. Allah Ta'ala spoke about the conversation that the Quraysh had with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Leave some of these verses, change some of these verses, bring about your own Quran. So here Allah discusses Nuh alayhi salam, and Allah Ta'ala asks the people, أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى. Would they say that you have fabricated all of this? There was no kitab that came down to Nuh alayhi salam. There was no recorded history in Makkah Mukarramah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have recited and read about Nuh alayhi salam. But look at how detailed Allah Ta'ala discusses all of this. قُلْ إِنِ افْتَرَيْتُ سَيُّ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. If I fabricated all of this, فَعَلَيَّ إِجْرَامِي, then upon me will be my son. وَأَنَا بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُجْرِمُونَ. And however, I will remain aloof of your transgressions, you breaking the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Again, Allah Ta'ala shows here the accuracy of the Quran and the truth of the Kitab of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.